Hello, what you are about to hear is a preview of this week's premium episode on It's Just Banter. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the full archive of previous premium episodes, go to patreon.com/itsjustbanter. It's only $5 a month to subscribe.
I wanted to announce to you something exciting. I've decided to join the storage war. I go through Craigslist a couple times a week just to see what if there might be any good camera deals. You know, I'm always looking to get some new gear. I don't really have that much gear most of the time. Whenever I'm doing video related projects, it's just, you know, an array of iPhones, and I don't have, like, it'd be foolish of me. Like, you know, the camera I want is, it would be very dumb for me to buy it. I don't have the money. But what if I could find one that was close to what I want, where someone didn't really know what they had and they were listing it for a silly price, right? And the only way you're ever going to be able to achieve that is if you're checking Craigslist all the time. So that's what I do. And I didn't get exactly what I've been looking for, but I got something that I felt was promising. It was a listing of an auction, and I clicked through. And this business is liquidating, and it's listed on the website with a bunch of other auctions, and every single one of them is like a farm going out of business in Wisconsin. So, like, this company, like, does liquidations,
yeah,
but none of the liquidations are of audiovisual equipment. It's just this one.
So they may be operating with a deficit of information.
Yeah, yeah. And so I look at a couple things and start to get excited. Of like, yeah, just they had a couple of like good cameras on there. And like, I have an idea of, you know, what those would go for used. And I'm like, wow, this is way below that. And those didn't really turn out. By the time the auction ended, those were being valued properly. I did not find that there were any steals to be had there. But it started me down the process of, I just looked up like every item and saw what it was selling for on eBay. You know, I'd look at like the lowest priced offer thing on eBay and then, like, you know, take a couple dollars off of that because eBay is going to take your money, and then be like, well, that's probably around what I would hope for. And then you look at the shit on the auction, it's like way below that. One of the things I bought was...
You've already started this?
Yeah, the auction closed on Thursday. I wouldn't be telling you about this if the auction was still live. I'm not trying to gin up competition.
Well, I think you've told me about things before where you're like, hey, I'm going to start doing this.
No, and I don't know that another opportunity like this will present itself, but the whole, I mean, I haven't reached the end of the cycle. I haven't sold any of this gear. So, like, right now I'm still in the hole, you know, and like, I feel good. Like, if I sell one of these, there's an item especially, like, that if I sell that, like, the delta between what I paid for it and what it could sell for is, like, the amount of money I spent on the entire fucking project. So, like, you know, if just this one thing says we're fine. Everything else is just gravy. It's just gravy. I mean, it was like $1,000. Like, the difference between what I bought it for, I bought it for less than $1,000. I bought it for, like, $500, and it could sell for $1,500. Everyone else on eBay that's selling one wants at least $1,500. Some want $1,800. It's crazy. It's crazy. But so one of the things that sold for $6 is I now have a rack-mounted Telos system, Jake.
Oh, wow.
The ISDN that we use to connect to the Stars games. That all they wanted for that was $6. You going to tell me I can't get 50 for that?
That's incredible. $6.
Yeah, and so like stuff like that, you know, it's just...
A cumulus station.
It's exciting. But yeah, so the big prize from my eyes is... give me a second here. Oh, I gotta take off my Bing image background
stupid filter.
A fun thing that I've been doing recently for our Skype calls here is to get Bing will put up like a picture of some mountains, and Jake just feels relaxed if he gets us. No, I bought this fucking news camera, dude.
What are you, fucking Nightcrawler?
Look at this beast. I am Nightcrawler now. I could be on Channel 8 holding one of these, dude, bad boys.
Does it work?
100%. Works like a charm.
How old is it? It looks relatively new.
I think this model came out in like 2013. I don't know when they bought this one.
Yeah, I just want people to know it's not like this is not like a vintage item.
Yeah, no. And I bet that I could probably get about $1,000 more than I paid for this.
Is that, does it run on an SD card?
No, it's like a fucking proprietary, but I bought an adapter so that it's an SD card.
Okay.
So if I'm reselling, if my whole goal is reselling it and I'm not playing games with myself where I say, I'm going to buy this so I can resell it and then just end up keeping it, why would I buy an SD card adapter for it? I guess
it's a critical question I should ask myself. I think that helps the sale.
Yeah, like yeah, say, yeah.
This thing
yeah,
is out of the box, ready to go. SD. Yeah. Comes with the adapter, you're good to go.
I do think I'm going to sell everything else first and then see how I feel at the end of that. Because I got to admit, I kind of love my news camera now.
So I was going to say, could you get any use out of that?
Like 100%. If we needed,
like,
it's not that different than the cameras that I saw you guys using last time I was up at it's the same like line.
Is it? But obviously it's not like HD.
It's 1080. It's not 4K. Okay. It's 1080p. That's where it maxes out. For any gearheads out there, it's a PMW 300. But yeah, so I don't know if anyone wants to contact me about buying any of this fucking bullshit. I'd rather like skip the step of having to put it on eBay, but I'll put it all on eBay. I'll have to. I've got to.
Dude, I got to be honest. I feel like someone might buy that, like Gordon style, that doesn't even want to use it.
It's that cool. I've just been having it on the table, just fucking staring at it. Like
just
I'm
like
doing
a,
the
some
news
now. Some news junkie.
100%. Yeah.
Might want to save that. And, you know, 30 years from now, that thing's going to look like a typewriter.
Yes.
It's very impressive. I feel like you have to put a picture up.
Yeah. I'll throw a picture up beyond eBay.
It's It's very like Ghostbusters looking, like when they're at the scene and they're, the news shows up to, oh my God.
It's like the proton pack gun.
Fucking fantastic.
And it's, it kind of goes either way with like, on the one hand, if you're like hired to do a video project and you show up with something that large, everyone's going to take you seriously. They're going to be like, oh yeah, you brought the good stuff. But if you're trying to be like kind of surreptitious, if you just want to get some like, you know, something cool to post to your Instagram, just walking around Greenville Avenue, you're going to look like an insane person.
Honestly, I feel like, this is what like Dallas, Texas TV, or in this case, you should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you and one of the, and it'd be funny if it were like Josh.
Yeah.
Like
easier. If he's the Riz Ahmed.
Yeah, you guys go down there at, you know, at midnight at Deep Ellum and you're like, all right, 3, 2, 1. Just go. Holy shit.
Maybe we will.
Ah, it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to pick up items from an office liquidation, but it's weird. It's cool. There were helpful people there. Oh, one of the things I bought, I got a weird VCR now, dude.
That's actually, you should keep that.
It's like the camera of like, I think I bought it for $50 and I think I could sell it for $150, you know, like it's a production video VCR. Like it's got fucking XLR inputs in the back of the VCR.
Fantastic.
And so I'm like, obviously, I think it might even like actually be Betamax, not VCR. But either way, I don't have any cassettes around. I don't have anything to play it. Like, obviously, I don't need this thing. But like,
someone does.
I take one look at it and I'm like, I think I need this thing. It's calling out to me. It just looks so fucking cool.